the next item, last item for today. Yeah, no, we shall pass this customs bill through a vote. And we shall note the objections. Yeah. Now, honorable members, the last item for the day is crafted as consideration on an adoption of the committee report on the customs control, customs duty, and customs and excise amendment bill. I have considered this matter and I wanted to put a proposal before the committee on how we should process this particular matter. No doubt the matter has been on the table for quite some time. It has been deliberated at the level of NEDLAC by all parties. Everybody had the opportunity to make an input at that level before the matter was actually officially referred to the committee. And I think the presentation by SARS clearly gave us an insight as the committee on the processes and how much has been going into the process itself. Last week we also had a presentation or presentations by affected parties or interested parties or stakeholders in this process. Labour put a very compelling argument in terms of why this bill should go through or the amendment should actually be accepted to protect job losses, in particular the textile industry. That was very, very important. Of course, then SAF also then made its own presentation, whose presentation was mainly about the time allocated by Parliament to process various inputs from various stakeholders. On their part, I think they took time to prepare why Parliament should not actually consider the matter because they have not been given ample time without indicating the processes that they've been involved in throughout the processing of this bill, formally and informally. But I also think as Parliament must be seen to be giving everyone an opportunity to make their contributions. And during our interactions with SARS, SARS also indicated to us that it would not be a train smash if these amendments were not passed through this committee at the moment. And I think they've been patient long enough to allow everybody to make an input, almost over a period of 2 to 3 years to be certain. And considering that Parliament is not coming to the end of its fourth term by going to the constituency period, Parliament will reconvene again next year. And probably the elections will take place after May, I'm not certain, but it will be something after April, somewhere around May or so. And considering that, secondly, I don't think this committee alone would have outstanding pieces of legislation that would have to be processed next year. I wanted to propose that let this piece of legislation and any other piece of legislation that is urgent be carried over and be a priority for this committee when we come back next year, February. And on my part, I'll take the necessary initiative to interact with the authorities that be, that this piece of legislation should be a priority when we come back next year, under whatever circumstances. So this is what I really wanted to propose to the committee. So that even if they say it's not enough for Caesar's wife to be innocent, she must also look innocent. It's not a sexist statement. It's what Shakespeare said. We need to be seen to be as a committee, to be applying our minds and to be giving every party an opportunity to make their case before the committee and receive in writing and oral presentations their proposed amendments to the bill, because we don't have it up until this morning, SAF in particular. We have something from SAF. It might be that the committee might consider inviting other stakeholders to make inputs, because I've also received a correspondence from BUSA, who has been very, very consistent in terms of enriching the processes of Parliament, particularly around economic policy. So we can't ignore such inputs and requests from very reliable partners in policy development for our country. So I wanted to appeal to SAS that bear with us and accommodate the committee's request. Not that if you object, we will not be able to move forward, but I think it's just human to consider that we should actually do our work as the committee. 3 to 4 days proposal, 3 to 4 days period given to other stakeholders to make their presentation on the final draft of the bill before the committee can be a legitimate concern on other stakeholders. So, honourable members, this is the proposal that I want to put before, and I think it will unite all of us moving forward. Any support for the proposal, honourable members? Yaro unite, yaro kopani, yaro tanga, dzon, kezo. Thank you very much, Kosi. Oh, you want to say something?
We are in agreement, Chair. We don't have a problem. What might be helpful, Chair, if it is possible, if you could perhaps, we could ask that if external parties could give us their comments by, say, 15 December or so, that at least we have a cut-off date. Otherwise, we wait again and a few days before next year you call hearings, and then we don't have enough time to look at it. So maybe if there could be a cut-off date by when people must give their comments, it will be helpful for us to evaluate it, Chair.
Can I agree on that? All right. Helen? Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, honorable members, SARS team under your leadership, Kosi. For those who don't know, Kosi, is it a year or 2 years ago? Won the outstanding civil servant award awarded by the minister at SARS Amakhosi Award. It's an annual program event to recognize the outstanding individuals in terms of the public service, but in particular in SARS. And for those who don't know, Kosi has been with the organization for more than 43 years. So he is a walking encyclopedia from SARS, young as he looks, but he has been with SARS for 43 years. Some of us who were still there, not me, some of us. So just wanted to thank you for your contributions and your continued dedication to serve our government. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we have a farewell function of the current or the outgoing Auditor General. As you know that we've got a new Auditor General from the 1st of, is it the 1st of November? No. I ran the process to find him. So, but we have a farewell function today. I think it's the old assembly. You are all invited. You know, it's one of those people who has been with us, has done a sterling job for government and all public entities. Thank you very much. You are released.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.